This informative podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/science for a selection of science-backed, laboratory-tested superfoods and nutritional products. Thank you for your support. This is a great example of how twisted people can become. And in this case, I'm talking about prominent conservatives who are absolutely twisted on the topics I'm going to mention here. And those topics are, well, GMOs and big pharma. Isn't it interesting that the same prominent conservatives, and by that I mean, for example, Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, many others who are, you know, prominent conservative personalities, maybe Laura Ingraham and so on. Some of them are on Fox News. Some have independent radio shows, you know, things like that. Most of them, with very few exceptions, are pro-GMO. They think that eating genetically engineered foods along with the poisonous herbicides that go with them is awesome. They literally think that's awesome. They don't have any problem with that. Not any problem whatsoever. And they think that they're citing science when they say, well, why shouldn't we grow more GMO food? These are the same people who attack the climate change hoax for being fake science, and yet they can't see the fake science behind GMOs. All the fakery, all the scientific bullying, the bribing, the paying off, the black ops campaigns that Monsanto has been running for years, the collusion of the media. I mean, these conservatives, they know the media colludes with left-wing politicians all the time. They talk about how the media colludes with certain scientists on climate change topics. But then when you say, well, don't you see the media is colluding with Monsanto and the biotech industry over GMOs? And they say, what collusion? What collusion? It's incredible. And it's the same thing on Big Pharma. I mean, Rush Limbaugh is so pro Big Pharma, it's embarrassing. The guy is so clueless. I listened to a whole show of his the other day where he was making fun of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who is this Latina woman, 28 years old. You know, she won the primary in a kind of a Latino district in New York, right? She's a Democrat. And Rush Limbaugh is making fun of her, well, appropriately, I should say, because she is dumber than a rock, by the way. But Rush is making fun of her about how little she knows about socialism and how she thinks that everything should be free and the money should just come from out of the blue, I guess. And, you know, she's pretty stupid, right? But Rush is making fun of her ignorance, and then he'll turn around, like, the next minute, and he'll talk about how, why is the left attacking Big Pharma? Big Pharma, he says, the left-wing people claim Big Pharma wants to kill their patients, and Big Pharma is awesome, you know? Big Pharma is just trying to save lives. Nonsense! Rush Limbaugh is just as illiterate on Big Pharma as Ocasio-Cortez is on economics. And besides, it's not that leftists say that Big Pharma is trying to kill their customers. In fact, it's not even just leftists. It's anybody with common sense. We know that Big Pharma is trying to keep their customers sick but alive. Not kill them, Rush Limbaugh, but keep them sick and alive. Big Pharma, like any corporation, I mean, it's so funny. You hear Rush, it's like he doesn't know anything about how corporations work. Corporations need repeat revenues. Corporations need to maximize profits. So when it comes to Big Pharma, what are they selling? Treatments for disease. If they cure disease, their profits vanish. So even according to Rush's own logic about how corporations work, he should understand that pharmaceutical companies want to keep people sick. They want to create and market disease so that people think they're diseased, even when they're not, you know, to sell them antidepressant drugs and restless legs syndrome drugs and all these other things. I mean, they maximize profits not by killing their patients, but by keeping them alive, but diseased. And it's just amazing. Rush Limbaugh is so ignorant on this issue. He sounds like Ocasio-Cortez talking about economics. And by the way, there's only really one prominent conservative out there who is opposed to GMOs and opposed to the pharmaceutical madness and opposed to water fluoridation. I mean, I'm talking like a big-time, big audience, you know, household name conservative. Who opposes all those things. I mean, this guy opposes GMOs. He opposes Monsanto. He has been on the record speaking out about it for years. This guy opposes the mass vaccination of children with toxic vaccines. He opposes the Big Pharma's mass medication of the population with mind-altering drugs. And this guy, he's not part of the establishment, and he is viciously attacked. He's attacked more than anybody else in media today. And you might be surprised to hear it, but the name of this guy is Alex Jones. Alex Jones is the only person who is a prominent, well, conservative slash libertarian. He's not really a conservative. He's more of a libertarian. He's the only one out there who consistently exposes the crimes of the biotech industry, the pharmaceutical industry, the vaccine industry, the fluoridation scam, and he even warns people about 5G wireless and electropollution and all these other hazards. No wonder he is viciously attacked and lied about constantly, because he is, you know, he reaches an audience of millions of people every day. His videos on YouTube have literally billions of views over the years, billions of views, you know, until they're censored or banned. But he is the only one. I mean, he's doing what Rush Limbaugh refuses to do. Alex Jones is going after Monsanto. He's attacking GMOs. And so if you are, let's say you're a leftist listening to this, you know, typically you would be opposed to GMOs. You would be opposed to Big Pharma, mass medication. You would be pro-climate change. I mean, pro-theory of the climate change. You know, you're pro-environment, let's say that. And you want, you know, less carbon dioxide in the world, and you want fewer applications of pesticides and herbicides and so on. Well, the truth is, among all conservatives out there, Alex Jones actually more closely matches your belief system than anybody else. He doesn't fall for the climate change hoax, and as I don't either, but Alex believes in independent personal liberty, and he believes in health freedom, and he believes in food freedom. And he never gets credit for this, because he's always getting attacked for things that he didn't do, like this video that shows some other guy shoving a child, by the way, who was punching the guy in the face over and over again. It was like some 11-year-old punk kid that was just kept hitting this guy in the face with his fist. And the guy, who's like in his 20s, eventually just shoved the kid away, and the kid falls down and starts screaming and crying and playing the victim. And Alex was utterly lied about. They said that the guy doing the shoving was Alex. It wasn't Alex. It wasn't even filmed in Texas. It was filmed in Ohio or somewhere. Alex actually made the video famous by promoting it and talking about it. He's not in it. And yet the media just fabricates it. They lie about him. And you know why they target him? It's not just because he's pro-Second Amendment, by the way. It's not just because he's pro-Trump. I know that the reason Alex is really targeted, because of course I'm targeted for the same reason, is because we both oppose GMOs, mass over-medication, mass over-vaccination, and the fraudulent science of the sick care industry, the for-profit sick care industry, which is more dangerous than the Russians by far. You know how many Americans are killed every year by FDA-approved pharmaceuticals that are dangerous, that have been fraudulently approved by the FDA? It's, you know, at minimum, this is based on the research, at minimum, it's about 100,000. Other estimates put it at over 200,000. 240,000 is one estimate. And those are pretty old. Those are like 10 years old numbers. Realistically, right now, in America, there are probably at least 250,000 people every year who are killed by FDA-approved prescription drugs. And when you put together all the suicides from the psychiatric drugs, and you put together, you know, the heart failure, the liver failure, the kidney failure, the internal intestinal bleeding from NSAID drugs, you know, the painkillers, the opioid epidemic, we know the CDC has released those numbers, is about 60,000+ every year just from opioids. And you put it all together, including antibiotics and superbug infections in hospitals caused by the antibiotics, it's easily over 250,000 people a year in the United States alone. And where is the outcry over this? Nowhere. Instead, the media focuses on saying Alex Jones is an evil person because he shoved a child, even though he didn't. But they'll never talk about Big Pharma killing 50,000 children a year, whatever they kill, and causing autism and causing neurological damage. That is never in the news because the media is a joke. The media doesn't engage in anything resembling journalism. They will ignore massive, almost genocide-level problems like big pharma and herbicides and pesticides causing mass Alzheimer's and dementia and cancer and infertility all across America. And they will whitewash that. They'll sweep it under the rug. The media won't say anything about that, but they'll say, oh, Alex Jones is full of hatred because he posted a video that criticized radical Islam and said that this radical Islamic Muslim terrorist was a radical Islamic Muslim terrorist. And that's hate speech. You see, that's how insane things have become. And, you know, in full disclosure, I get to talk to Alex off camera in person from time to time because I'm there at his studio. I'm a guest often. Sometimes I'm a fill-in host. I even have a show on InfoWars. It's called Counterthink. It airs every Sunday at 6 p.m. at InfoWars.com. You can also watch those episodes on the Counterthink channel at Reel.video. Just go to Reel.video/channel/Counterthink. You can see all the episodes there if you want to see them. But, you know, I just disclosed that because I want you to know I actually have more access to Alex Jones than any of these people criticizing him. I was talking to Alex's son the other day, Rex, just having a chat with him in the studio. And I see the reality here, which is that Alex Jones is more outspoken and doing more important work to raise awareness and save lives than anybody in the so-called mainstream media. CNN promotes pharmaceuticals, promotes antidepressant drugs. They promote GMOs and chemicals that kill people. CNN is a disgrace, not just to America, but to humanity. And it's people like Alex Jones who are out there raising awareness and trying to save lives and actually teaching people how to be healthy and how to avoid the toxic poisons that are pushed by these powerful corporations and the complicit left-wing media. So that's something to think about. You may even think about Alex Jones in a whole new light knowing this, because everything I just told you is 100% true. So thanks for listening. Hear more of my podcasts at Reel.video. My channel there is called HR Report for Health Ranger, HR Report. And of course, read my website, naturalnews.com. Thank you for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
When it comes to real science behind nutritional supplements and personal care products, even superfoods and nutrients, nobody pays as much attention to what's in your products as we do at healthrangerstore.com. We have an in-house laboratory, ISO accredited. We do mass spec testing for heavy metals, herbicides like glyphosate, bacteria, microbiology testing, including E. coli and salmonella, yeast and mold, and others. We do extensive testing and we reject 80% of the raw materials lots that we test. And we only use the top 20% that pass our stringent requirements for ultra clean food, supplements, personal care products, and green living home products like eco-friendly laundry detergent, body soaps, dishwasher detergent, things for your home, things for your body, things that are good for the environment and good for you, and that we can verify through our science. Because our position is we don't trust any supplier of raw materials. We've been in this industry for long enough to know that there's all kinds of organic fraud, counterfeit certifications, fake claims, and just a lack of basic testing out there. Heavy metals inundate the supply of superfoods, and even organics often will contain glyphosate and other toxic herbicides and pesticides. That's why we do this testing. We've learned not to trust any source in the industry, and that it takes determined, consistent testing to produce clean products, and that's why people shop with us. That's why we have over 100,000 customers at healthrangerstore.com who have come to trust us, to trust our lab testing, to know that we provide the world's cleanest foods, supplements, and superfoods using today's best science, the best, the most expensive scientific instruments in the world, triple quad mass spectrometry, ICP-MS for heavy metals analysis. We also have single quad mass specs and other instruments, time of flight, tandem mass spec time of flight instrument, and other things. To get our lab-tested products, just go to healthrangerstore.com/science. That's healthrangerstore.com/science. There you'll find hundreds of products that have been laboratory-tested, verified for your safety and efficacy and product honesty. Again, that URL, type it into your browser, is healthrangerstore.com/science. We do extensive testing, like no one. No one does this, and especially not Amazon, where they sell products that are loaded with toxic lead and high levels of aluminum that are off the charts that you can't even believe. I mean, if you want to eat lead and aluminum, buy supplements from Amazon. But if you want good science-backed clean food and clean supplements, you get that from healthrangerstore.com. That's what people have come to know us for providing, and that's why people keep coming back to us. We are dedicated to this testing, and we continue to make investments in our laboratory facilities to bring you the cleanest, most verified nutritional products in the world. No one else does what we do. No one. We are leading the world in clean food, and you can take advantage of that right now at healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I thank you for your support. There's much more to come. The more you support us, the more we can produce content to help educate the world and uplift people through natural solutions based on nutrition and superfoods, disease prevention, cognitive enhancement, anti-aging technology, and much more. Thank you for your support.